This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has taken a wrong first step and revealed deep-seated hostility by criticizing its self-defensive missile test. North Korea launched a new type of tactical short-range ballistic missile on Friday. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council has renewed the mandate of experts monitoring sanctions against North Korea. AP's Mike Rossia reports.
The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution to renew the mandate for UN experts monitoring sanctions against North Korea. At an earlier meeting, a significant majority of the committee monitoring sanctions expressed concerns about the North's latest violations of resolutions. The UN activity came on the heels of the North's test firings of two ballistic missiles this week in violation of Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The test firings were the first by Pyongyang since U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January. I'm Mike Rossio.
Myanmar's junta leader is reiterating a promise to hold elections after last month's coup. He says violent acts were inappropriate at a time the army is forcefully suppressing protests against its takeover. Addressing the annual Army Day parade Saturday, he says the army had to seize power on February 1st because of unlawful acts by the ousted ruling National League for Democracy of now-detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Security sources in Mozambique say more than 180 people, including expatriate workers, are trapped inside a hotel in a northern Mozambique town under siege by insurgents for 3 days. Several people are reportedly dead, according to witnesses and a rights group, after the attack in Palma, near a liquefied natural gas site. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Authorities say two trains crashed in southern Egypt, killing at least 32 people and injuring 165 in the latest in a series of deadly crashes on the country's troubled railways. The railway authorities say someone apparently activated the emergency brakes on the passenger train, and it was rear-ended by another train, causing two cars to derail and flip on their side. The prime minister later said no conclusion has been reached on the cause. A mega ship blocking Egypt's Suez Canal could be refloated as early as today, the vessel's Japanese owner told local media, as the crisis forced companies to reroute services from the vital shipping lane around Africa. The MV Ever Given, which is longer than four football fields, has been wedged diagonally across the span of the canal since Tuesday, blocking the waterway in both directions. The blockage has caused a huge traffic jam for more than 200 ships at both ends of the canal and major delays in the delivery of oil and other products. Two of President Biden's international rivals are on the list of world leaders invited to his administration's first big climate talks. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Among those getting an invitation, Russia's Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
They know they're invited, but I haven't spoken to either one of them yet individually.
The president's pledged to make climate change a priority and is trying to revive a forum of the world's major economies on climate. The virtual summit next month will test whether the U.S. can still drive global decision-making after Donald Trump withdrew from the world and refused to participate in climate talks. The Biden administration hopes the summit will deepen global efforts to cut fossil fuel pollution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Of all the possible calamities that could hit Earth, the U.S. Space Agency says there is one that can be crossed off the list, at least for now. AP's Ben Thomas explains.
The 1,000-foot asteroid Apophis was detected in 2004. Scientists thought it could pass frighteningly close to Earth, possibly colliding with it in 2068. Now, NASA's Center for Near-Earth Object Studies says not to worry. The 2068 impact is not in the realm of possibility. New calculations from telescope and radar observations rule out any risk of impact for at least the next 100 years. Apophis will come within 20,000 miles of Earth in 2029, enabling astronomers to get a good look. I'm Ben Thomas.
Beverly Cleary, the celebrated children's author whose memories of her Oregon childhood were shared with millions, has died. She was 104. No cause of death was given. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel.
Hello, and welcome to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting today from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. It's great to be back with you today. Now, I've got an awesome show for you. As always, a great Pan-African mix of tunes from several countries. You'll hear music by artists from Tanzania, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Ghana, Liberia, Nigeria, Senegal, and Mali. At the bottom of the hour, we are going vintage, and we're going to listen to a wonderful song by the most popular band in Rwanda in the 1980s. I've also got two feature interviews for you today. One is with kora player and composer Yakuba Sisuko. While I was in New York last week, I met him in a safe studio space, and he played and sang just for us a song off of his forthcoming album called Blessings. It is just beautiful. You're going to love it. But also then, at the end of the hour, the fabulous reporter Bill Odidi brings us an interview with the Scorpion Kings. You might not know who they are by that name, but I guarantee if you like Amapiano, you're going to know who these two guys are. They're two guys that make up Scorpion Kings, and they present some of their newest music from South Africa. So please settle in, relax, and enjoy the show. We're starting off in Tanzania with a bonga flavor by one of the hottest female singers today. Her name is Zuhuru Othman Sud, better known as Zuchu. She released her debut EP album, I Am Zuchu, in 2020, and she took away the AFRIMA Emerging Artist Award for that. Here she is with this song, Cheche, featuring Diamond Platnumz.
Mi amor, te amo, y te quiero, ya leo muy amor, cuñazo a penzi cuadero. Mueza conmigo lo chequele, cuando en la ugoria, cuando puede, se me ofenda yo, puta cola chequele, que llama por un vaguía, aunque yo me teme. Vanilla Lilla, Tam Tam City, Kichenga Karo Jamila, Benzi Kole Sauti wa Dubai, Ubali Pambe Moto, Kama Mafuta Kwa Karani, Na Uliva Katoto Ito, Leumba Kakoko Iko, Ketoni Kulamba Miko, Saka Fadi Kwa Taniko, Kori Kok, Mama Taniwa, Ya Neo Kiboko, Messi Tilsam, Nico Meshe, She, She, Komeshe, Asaku Kochawa, Savisa, Ninde Pomwengine, Savisa, Tony Sina, Chisi Twa, Chisi Shana. Kinkiri, kankiri, kankara, 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 kankara,
And that was Cheche by Zuchu from Tanzania and featuring Diamond Platnumz. Hey, I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Now to Ghana. Here is Ms. V with her 2018 single, Come and See My Moda, featuring Yemi Alade.
Ms. V.
That was Ms. V and Yemi Alade with Come and See My Moda.
Hi, everybody. My name is Rishan Gabre with Heather. Listen, Music Time in Africa.
Hey, guys. How are you all doing? Next up, we've got Eric Giso from LIB, followed by more awesome music, and then our first feature interview with New York-based Cora maestro, Yakuba Sisoko. Here's Eric Giso with Oh Wow.
Yeah.
to number ye to number what the number sell to number ye ya Jenko no. Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
Hey everybody, so this is the 2019 single by DJ Maparisa and Kabza De Smile from South Africa featuring Zimbabwean vocalist Shasha. Now later on in the show, we're going to hear from these same two guys. They are the Scorpion Kings, and Bill Odidi brings us an interview with these guys to find out what new music they're putting out. But for now, let's just get in the vibe of this awesome Ampiano tune with Shasha Akulaleki.
Live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
This is Music Time in Africa.
Thank you.
everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. And now we're going to Nigeria with a brand new track by Femi Kuti. It's called As We Struggle, and it's one of my favorite tracks from his 2021 album called Stop the Hate. Now, I haven't listened carefully to the whole album yet, so I probably will have more favorites, but for now, let's dig into this awesome, brand new Femi. Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Femi Kuti with As We Struggle, coming off his 2021 album, Stop the Hate. So I was in New York last week. Those of you who caught my show already know that, and I promised you that I'd bring you music news from the Big Apple. Well, okay, I've got it. So here we go. First off, music performance for live audiences continues to be shut down throughout the city. But musicians there have been using this time to create all kinds of new works. And Yakuba Sisoko is a case in point. He is a world-class kora player and a griot originally from Kita, Mali. And he's played with people like Youssou N'Dour, Baba Mal, Paul Simon, Harry Belafonte, and even Lauryn Hill. Well, he is working on a new album, and we weren't able to get into the recording studio because of COVID restrictions, but I was able to meet up with him in person in Midtown in a studio there to find out more. He brought his Cora along, too. And, well, let me just say that he has new blessings to share in 2021. So, Yakuba, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
You've got a new album coming. What's the title?
The title is simply Blessing.
When do you expect that album to come out?
Actually, mid-March or end of March. That's my deadline.
That's your hope. And you have been working on these pieces since this year of COVID shutdown because you have time.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's hard when you're busy doing my own, performing with different artists, and you don't have a time to, or you can just do single. But if you have opportunity to make the whole album, just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of a blessing.
It's blessing. Exactly.
What are you going to play for us today?
Well, I'm playing the very special ones, which is the title of the album itself, Blessing.
Blessing.
Kadua usanu mani niko soro lombe janyale lumse balete.
I love that song, and I sing myself blessed in many ways. You know, I brought blessing from my parent back home, and that blessing followed me in America. Living here, I never work. Over 20 years, I live here and I only play music. Thank God, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
And I'm doing my own project also. I was selected as a musical explorer teacher at Carnegie Hall. So I'm doing that between here and Savannah, Georgia, with my own band. So it's really going well. I feel that I'm really blessed. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you'd like to listen to and watch the full interview with Yakuba Sisuko and I in New York, please go to my YouTube channel, that's Music Time in Africa, and search for Yakuba, Y-A-C-O-U-B-A.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
So, right now I've got two current jams for you, back to back. Let Me Talk by Dia from Nigeria and Porovoka by Ja Preza of Zimbabwe. And then it's vintage time with that 1980s tune from Rwanda. Woohoo!
Going up, never back. When you the dog, we make it stuck. I know they what I'm, I know they do. You can't see me, peekaboo. You come like you, magazine. You be out here, spilling tea. No sorry, that's not for me. That's not for me. Don't be sad, we do that for. What you say is fine, baby. What do I love, yeah, you? Don't be sad, I won't cry. My love's still you, I take you.
man, sugar, no di randega, musan porofoka.
This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. You just heard Porovoca by Job Preza, and before that, Let Them Talk by Dia. Now it's time to wrap ourselves up in the sounds of the past. This vintage tune comes out of Rwanda. Its title is Filos, and it's by the Orchestre Impala de Kigali. It was recorded in the 1980s. Here's a bit of history about the band. It was a mix of Congolese and Rwandan musicians, and one of the band's two original co-founders, named Sebi Gary, also known as Mimi La Rose, was Congolese, and he had originally moved to Rwanda in 1974. He had an interview in 2015 by two academics, Rafiki Ubaldo and Helen Hinchens, who actually published a really great article last year about the band and its revival in this academic journal. It's called Cultural Studies. Anyway, Sebi Gary explains why the band was so popular back then. He recalled this, and I quote, "We became popular overnight, and we were surprised. But the reason people liked us is because we introduced a new style. The Rwandan styles are usually calm and slow, but now we introduced new styles, warming up the Rwandan styles a bit using the Zairean rhythms." End quote. So apparently, they changed their original name, which was Vox Pop, with a more Kinyarwandan name, Impala. And in 1975, the band started recording songs at Radio Rwanda, and they came to be known as Orchestre Impala. So that's a little background to this band, who has, in recent years, enjoyed a revival with new members, of course. But this is the original, the vintage sound of the band. The tune Filos comes off the second cassette, and in it, they sing, "Love is a sickness of the heart."
Et c'est tout ça, bonheur, je ne fais toujours que ça.
That was Filos, our vintage tune of the week by the original Orchestre Impala de Kigali. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Now I've got two more tunes for you. A contemporary Mbala from Senegal, and then a brand new reggae song from the South African diaspora. And then we get to meet the Scorpion Kings with Bill Odidi. Ah, so don't go anywhere, peeps. You with me? All right, here is the amazing singer Alioune Mbaye Ndere from Senegal with Tiopat.
So deko ñan nga yalla am jabar ju baax. So de digin itam ñan nga yalla am jikko ju baax. Bëggel dafa neex ba di nga gis ni amna lu koy symboliser. I'm not looking symbolize. Say, baby, I love you, Mukonta. Ndax ki le bëgg te bëgg lu te bëggantu la loko man te di fit diko isir bëgen. Bëggel defa neex ba di nga gis ni amna lu koy symbolize. Symboliser.
buye nga koy ñopati
This is Heather, and that was Alioune Dare with Chiopat, a song from his 2014 album, Mbegel Rek. Now, it is time to chillax, and enjoy You Snooze, You Lose, a track from Montaka Mongezi's brand new album. It's called Seven Chapters of Mystery, featured by Mighty Joshua. Mighty Joshua, and that's off of Montaka Mongezi's brand new album, Seven Chapters of Mystery. All right, now it's time to meet Scorpion Kings. Yeah, let's get to it. Bill Odidi. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Heather. I'm Bill Ojidi here in Nairobi, and it's so good to be connecting with you on Music Time in Africa in 2021. So today we are speaking to the guys who made Amapiano the biggest genre to come out of the urban music scene in South Africa in recent years. DJ Maporisa and Kabza De Small, collectively known as the Scorpion Kings. We'll check out their new project, which features an outstanding singer originally from the DRC. But first, here's one of their biggest tracks. It's called Lodge. The sound is authentically South African. It's got a bit of everything: jazz, kwaito, percussions. That's why Amapiano has proved to be so irresistible. DJ Maporisa explains how he and Kabza started working together and how they bring different skills to the table.
3 years ago, Kabza was coming with this Amapiano sound that, you know, no one could resist. So when I started working with Kabza, we clicked like that. So we started making a lot of music. We produced together, we DJ together, that one standard. He raps, I sing. He more raps, come up with hooks, white hooks and stuff. I come up with melodies, you know, I sing. The chemistry is really dope.
Scorpion Kings is a very unusual name. How did it come about?
And the name Scorpion Kings is like, we November boys. So he's in November, I'm in November. He's not really a Scorpio, but it's like, I'm a Scorpio. So it's like, Scorpio sounded cool. So we say Scorpion Kings.
So the new project by the Scorpion Kings is a collaboration with Treza, a very gifted singer originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo, but based in South Africa. I asked Maporisa to explain how the album called Rumble in the Jungle was conceived.
I've been knowing Trezo for quite some time, and then we've been promising each other that we have to go to the studio, but we never had time. It brings a different texture, and then it's really authentic and, you know, original. I felt like, yo, we can grow it. I'm a piano, you know, it's French, you know, it's Lingala, it's Zulu, it's Swahili. So for me, mixing all those languages in one project, you know what I'm saying, it will, you know, the music will go.
Voice, Treza singing Funu, a collaboration with the Scorpion Kings. He explains what that song means.
Funu is pretty much means pain, just a guy expressing how much beautiful pain he gets from a love affair, and the whole thing is fun, it's youthful, it's colorful, and yeah, I'm having a lot of fun dancing to the song. I'm hoping to get to learn a few moves from Maporisa and Kabza, because it's very swaggy, it's very cool, very smooth. Yeah. Initially, Maporisa and I were working on a brand campaign. He reached out to me and be like, hey man, let's do an album. This is the first time I actually worked together, and it just happened to be a full project. It's a 14-track album, and about 12 tracks of the album were written in the first month. It came out very beautiful magic. It's instinct, it's authentic, it's organic. Everything just came together beautifully, and I'm really excited. I think the energy around it is really beautiful.
As DJ Maporisa says, this new project with Treza, who sings in a variety of African languages, can only help spread Amapiano from South Africa right across Africa and beyond. The full album is out in February 2021, and I can't wait to hear all the songs on the album. This is Bill Odidi right here in Nairobi, and in a moment, we'll head right back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
Music Time in Africa. Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed meeting Scorpion Kings and getting to hear the latest on piano sounds from South Africa. This is Heather, and we are finishing out the hour of Music Time in Africa with this wonderful Timbila dance piece from Mozambique. It's by Timbila Maestro, arranger, singer, and composer, Machume Zango.
Anda ya mambi so chikana na ukota uloi wakwe. Eto tigama na mbokote, eto tigama na mbokote, tigama na mbokote. Ama amafu, ama amafu, ama amafu.
Sopa by Machume Zongo of Mozambique, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Also, thanks to Yakuba Sisoko for his interview in New York City, and also to Bill Odidi and Scorpion Kings for their contributions to Music Time in Africa. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on social media. You can go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, to my Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and also to Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can message me, send me or post me your own music if you're an artist, and you'll also get updates, the latest music news, photos, and nearly 200 original video features. Videos of interviews with artists, like the one with Yakuba you just heard, and others like Oliver Mundukudzi, Umu Sangare, Revani. And also videos of other things like ethnomusicological analyses of spectacular songs like Jerusalemma. Also live performances and backstage access in venues around the world since 2012. As for this radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On FM stations, we air twice. First at 15,500 hours, and then again at 20,500 hours Universal Time on Saturday and on Sunday. And on shortwave, we're live Fridays only once at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 UTC. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.